Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Men in Tights podcast. This episode is a subject that's kind of a controversial subject for some people, which I don't understand why it is, but apparently it is. And that subject is diversity and inclusion, in entertainment. Diversity and inclusion. Now, why am I saying that it's kind of a controversial subject for some people? Because, I don't know, just some people that, I guess they feel that, you know, diversity and inclusion is often forced upon people, depending on the, whatever IP, intellectual property, for a film or a television show, or even comic books and video games, that some people just feel like is being forced, which, I mean, on one hand, there are, I can see some instances where it might be forced, and other times, I'm just thinking, you know, sorry to, you know, just sound like, you know, I guess like the liberal left and blah, blah, SJW and all that shit, just, you know, comes off a little bit racist, and some of them are racist, some of them might not be. I mean, who am I really to say? But, yeah, I'm someone who's very much 100% in favor of diversity and inclusion in entertainment, because, you know, especially me, as a Hispanic man, you know, I like seeing, you know, Hispanics in very prominent, prevalent, and high-profile roles in my entertainment. You know, whether it be a movie, or a TV show, a video game, a comic book, or a novel, you know, any kind of entertainment that I enjoy, which, you know, is all of those things, obviously. Anyone who knows me already knows that. And anyone who follows me here on the Men in Tights podcast, whether it's YouTube channel or following me on social media or, you know, listening to the audio version, Spotify, Google Podcasts, etc., you know, they know that I talk very much, well, I don't talk a lot, but certain characters in certain films or TV shows that I speak very fondly and proudly when it comes to certain representation of certain things. Like, you know, best example that I can think of right off the top of my head is the character of Miles Morales in the Marvel Universe, for the comic books, video games, and the films. He is half black, half Puerto Rican. And, you know, and I've actually had discussions with other people about this that, you know, they definitely, you know, are happy to represent his black heritage, which I'm very much in favor of that. That is awesome. But I also feel like they don't really talk enough about his Puerto Rican side, you know, because his father is black, his mom is Puerto Rican, and I gotta sneeze. Hold on. Excuse me. But, you know, like I said, as a Hispanic man, as Puerto Rican especially, you know, which if you're watching on YouTube, which most of you do, I have the flag right behind me, proudly displayed. And, you know, it's, I'm happy to see that kind of representation, that positive representation, being shown, especially in the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse film, which was and I think I'd posted it, at the end of 2019 when talking about, you know, best favorite films of the decade, that I'd put that as my favorite film of 2018, and it is, and it's, my second favorite Spider-Man movie, and, it's just, the way it was he was represented in that story, and I still haven't played the video game, the Spider-Man Miles Morales game, because I'm waiting until I can get a PS5 so I can play that version, so I can get the remastered version of the Spider-Man PS4 game that's on there, mainly because I want the Amazing Spider-Man suit that's on there. But yeah, you know, seeing that positive representation of a biracial character like that, you know, makes me very happy to see. And you know, I enjoy seeing that positive representation of characters like that. And because, I mean, we all deserve to see, you know, I hope I'm saying this phrase right, seeing ourselves on screen, I think is the phrase that I see very often. You know, seeing ourselves being represented in a positive light in these stories that we enjoy watching or reading or playing in video games. And you know, but I see a lot of people that get angry about those kind of things. Like when I see like stories on, you know, from like, you know, different websites talking about like, oh, this, you know, they're gonna reboot this story, but with this take on the character, and I see people getting angry about that, and they try to, and I feel like, not all of them, but a good amount of them, you know, because they like to say, oh, they're ruining my childhood, blah, blah, we don't need this, don't need that, don't need that. I mean, technically, when it comes to any kind of movie or TV show, we don't really need any of them, but we still enjoy them. But just an example I can think of is the live-action Little Mermaid that Disney is working on, where the Halle Bailey is playing Ariel. And remember in the animated film, Ariel is presented as white with red hair, and Halle Bailey, rather, she's not white with red hair. So, and a lot of people seem to be a little upset about that because Ariel's supposed to be white. Which, okay, cool. That's how she was in the other film. She's not going to be that in this film. You know? So, just got to accept it. You know, because you're not the one writing the story. You're not making the film. And it's not for you. You know? If you prefer the original animated version, and you make the proclamations that you're not going to see this one because it's, quote, ruining your childhood, fine. This film is not for you. This is for a new generation of kids that get to enjoy this, and, you know, little girls that get to see, you know, this character in a new iteration. Now, besides, you know, it's something so small that literally has no impact on your life, on your lives, that why get so angry about it? You know, like the existence of these versions of these characters in these versions of these stories literally do not change nothing about your life. So people that get angry about it, I don't understand. You know, which then again, I do find myself sometimes getting angry about certain stories being redeveloped in certain ways. You know, but it has nothing to do with any of that. It's just, in my opinion, sometimes these stories just turn out bad. Like the 2016 Ghostbusters movies. Or movie, rather, had nothing to do with the fact that it was all women, especially because I'm a fan of most of the women that were in the movie. I mean, I love Kristen Wiig, I love Melissa McCarthy, and shit, why am I blanking out on her name? I can't remember her name, but she's the other one that's on Saturday Night Live. Kate McKinnon, yeah. I'm a fan of Kate McKinnon, Melissa McCarthy, and Kristen Wiig. Not so much Leslie Jones. I honestly can't stand her. You know, she's just not funny to me. But I love the other three. And I didn't like the 2016 Ghostbusters movie, and it had nothing to do with the fact that it was women. I just didn't think it was a good story. I was not entertained by it. I did not like it at all. You know, it had promise, it just didn't deliver, in my opinion. I know there are people out there who loved it, and that's cool, yeah. But the existence of that film has no impact on my life, like some people seem to you know, look at it when it's a story that they're not happy with, or like any, it could take any number of horror movie remakes that we've seen over the last 20 years, whether it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre or Halloween or the Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street. The existence of those films have no bearing or impact on anybody. And that's not, you know what, I'm going on a whole random tangent that has nothing to do with the subject of this thing. But yes, diversity and inclusion. That is the subject of this podcast. And like I said, I am 100% for diversity and inclusion, because, you know, especially like young children that are very, they are, especially the younger they are very easily influenced by what they see in TV shows and in movies, and, you know, seeing characters that they can relate to. You know, sometimes, you know, it helps more if the character looks like you. You know, Like, for, say, like, a little African-American boy watching a TV show is more likely to relate to a character on that show who happens to be African-American. Or an Asian child relating to an Asian character. You know, Hispanic child relating to a Hispanic character. You know, an Indian or Muslim or Jewish or any of those. You know, sometimes it's just easier to relate to those characters because you identify with whatever that character, you know, is struggling with. Because a lot of times the struggles that the characters have to deal with, it has a lot to do with, you know, their race or, you know, skin color or religion or sexual orientation, you know, those things. And, you know, young impressionable minds gravitate towards those stories. Yeah, I know I certainly did growing up, and to an extent I still do. You know, and you know, when I see people getting upset at, you know, that the studios wanting to have more diversity in some of these stories that they put out there, and, you know, the people that get angry about it are saying, like, it's forced SJW nonsense. Like I said, sometimes when I see people reacting that way, I feel like it's just they're looking for any excuse to, you know, make their what I and other people perceive to be as them being slightly racist, at least, just give an excuse and to for why it's okay for them to be that way, and and while on the subject of racism. Racism is stupid because we all bleed the same way. Whatever we look like on the outside doesn't matter, because underneath the layer of skin that we see on the outside, we're all the same on the inside. Our organs our internal organs are the same. Our internal muscles are the same. We bleed the same way. So why hate somebody based on their skin color, or their religion, or their sexual orientation? Why are people like that? You know, if I'm gonna hate somebody, I'm gonna hate them because of their personality. You know, I'm not gonna hate them because, you know, oh, that person is black, so I automatically hate them. No, I'm not gonna be that kind of person. If I'm gonna hate somebody, I will have a legitimate reason for it. Like, especially if somebody has done me wrong in any form, that is my reason to hate that person. I'm not going to hate them simply for existing, which a lot of people do that, and that is wrong. It shouldn't be that way, but unfortunately it is. That is how that is the world we live in, and it's a very unfortunate that, which is a lot big reason why I'm happy that I don't have children, because I do not want to. I wouldn't want to raise children in that kind of environment, and unfortunately it doesn't look like it's going to change in my lifetime. Hopefully the next generation of, you know, after mine, will create a better world, but who knows. And like, you know, talking about LGBTQ and, you know, whatever else, because I'm you know, not trying to be insensitive or, you know, trying to be funny or silly, but, you know, I have a lot of friends who are in that community, a lot of very close friends that who mean the world to me, you know, that I have a hard time keeping up with the different, you know, identities that are out there. And again, I'm not trying to be insensitive or be funny. I'm being serious about that. Like the Elliot Page, formerly known as Ellen Page, you know, coming out as transgender and now being a man. Awesome. Happy for him. And I hope that he will be living a much happier life being his true self. You know, but I've seen a lot of people get very stupid with that also, because they like to bring up biology and things like that, and science and other stuff. Like, yeah, fine, I get that, you know, biology, yeah, whatever's on the inside, you know, doesn't change, blah 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 blah, you know, but again, making a big fuss over something that literally has no impact on your life. So, you know, like, why does Elliot Page being Elliot Page, what does that do to your life? It does nothing. You know, but to a young child who might be struggling with their identity like that, will see Elliot Page And that'll be a big influence on that child coming to terms with their identity and accepting who they are. So, you know, that's why, yeah, representation matters. Diversity matters. Inclusion matters. Because we all deserve to, like I said, we all deserve to feel represented and included in some form. I know not everyone is going to feel that way, but that's just how I feel. And I have a lot of very close friends that I know would agree with me on that. I'm sure a lot of them are not going to be watching or listening to this, and that's fine. This podcast is not for everybody. I understand that, and I'm okay with that. Yeah, which, again, that goes with the almost everything I've been talking about on here. You know, it's whatever you feel, that's how you feel. Okay. And but just, I don't know, I just don't understand the idea of why anyone would be opposed to more inclusion and more diversity and more representation in the various forms of entertainment that we have. I just don't understand the mindset of why anyone would be upset about that. It doesn't make any sense to me. You know, and like, you know, and if you're watching on YouTube, which again, most of you do, you see that I'm wearing a Superman t-shirt. And there's always the conversation that I see on Facebook, especially, of introducing a black Superman. And I see a lot of people get very angry about that. Saying like, no, Superman is white. Superman has to be white. He has always been white, and is always going to be white. Which, one, no, he's not white. Superman's an alien. That's one. And then two, there is a black Superman in the comic books, Calvin Ellis. I think there's another one, but I can't remember the name. But yeah, Calvin Ellis is the black Superman that comes to mind for me. So there already is one. It's about bringing that one to live action at some point is the thing. And, you know, so maybe a young, you know, little African American boy will see Calvin Ellis Superman and be inspired to become his own version of a Superman. You know, I know there are, you know, African American boys that love Clark Kent and all that. That's cool. I love that. I mean, you already know that I love Superman. I mean, wearing the shirt, I got the poster right behind me. And, but, yeah, sometimes, like I said, sometimes seeing someone on the big silver screen in movies, or on your TV screen, or on your computer screen in a video game, sometimes seeing a character that looks like you makes a big difference. And they become inspired to be greater than what they already are. Or like to steal the phrase from The Lion King, to be more than what they have become. That's one of my favorite lines in that movie. I love it. And just the way some people get with when it comes to, like, and especially in recent months with the supposed rules now of what kind of actors can portray certain characters and what is quote unquote allowed is a little bit silly to me. Because it's like, okay, I get it, you know, especially when the subject is of race, you know, you want those characters to be voiced by actors who look like those characters. And I think that's wonderful. I agree with that 100%. You know, but I see a lot of people that get angry about that because it's like, oh, you know, you're gonna only want them to only do these, but you're not gonna say that for them. And it just creates a whole shitstorm of drama that I try not to engage. And because, like, we see different, like Neil Patrick Harris, openly gay, one of the most entertaining personalities in entertainment out there, whether it's movies, television, Broadway, award show hosting, game show hosting. I think he probably hosted a game show before, I'm not sure, you know, but he has played a lot of straight characters, you know, Doogie Howser, you know, most famously Barney Stinson on How I Met Your Mother, you know, and nobody complains about that, but then they'll complain, like, when, I'm trying to think, like, you know, like, like Darren. Well, no, not I won't, well, I won't say Darren Criss playing the, being on the Gianni Versace show on FX. I don't even know where I was going with this. It's probably this is probably a bad example. Sorry, but yeah, it's just you know, getting to see. Honestly, I don't even know if anything that I've been saying for the last 20 minutes is even making sense to anybody. I feel like the last few podcasts that I've done, I feel like that that's just, yeah, whatever I've been saying isn't even making any sense. And if it is, please let me know. You know, either leave a comment on the YouTube video or reach out to me on my social media and let me know if any of this is making sense. Because I'm, you know, I'm feeling like it's not, and my throat's getting a little dry and my lips are getting dry. I ate a big bowl of popcorn before I got started recording this, so my mouth is a little bit salty at the moment. And I'm recording this at 1:40 a.m. Saturday going into Sunday, and this is going up on Sunday, December the 6th. And, yeah. Just, yeah, again, I don't understand why anyone would be angry about diversity and inclusion and representation, because that has always existed in entertainment. Okay, I won't say always, because way back, you know, we used to have things, or, I mean, to an extent we still do, but we used to have, like, blackface, and, you know, old Shakespearean plays where the men played the women, because, you know, the social rules of the time. But now it's not quite like that anymore. So, you know, we are seeing more of these characters being represented in much more positive lights. You know, we're seeing better Hispanic representation in film and television now. We're getting to see, like, more LGBTQ plus characters being portrayed very positively, like Kristen Stewart, her latest Christmas movie that I can't remember what the name is, with that also stars Dan Levy, or Levy rather, you know, both of them very open with their sexuality, and being presented in such a positive light. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I very much want to. I've heard a lot of great things about it, and I am a fan of Dan Levy. And I actually am a fan of Kristen Stewart. Trust me, outside of Twilight, she can be a much, 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 much better actress than people give her credit for. And so, yeah, like, maybe, like, a little girl who's questioning her sexuality will see Kristen Stewart in this movie and think, wow, you know, look at her. Look what she's doing with her life. Look at her, you know, being open of with who she is, you know. I'm going to be like that. You know, that's great. You know, who wouldn't want more of that? I want more of that. Anyone who doesn't want more of that, I honestly feel sorry for. Anyone who is against the idea of any kind of representation, you know, whether it's, you know, color, race, religion, sexuality, anyone who would be opposed to that, I just do not understand. I really don't. You know, and I feel sorry for those kind of people who are against that. You know, or even in politics, you know, seeing more women in power. That's wonderful. You know, getting, we need more of that. You know, whether or not they do a great job, I don't know. We'll see. But get them more out there. Let their voices be heard. You know, we need more of those voices out there so that we can get things done in a much better way than what they are right now. Trust me. You know, it can't be much worse than it is right now. Really, especially this year, 2020. Which I will have a recap podcast at the end of this month. I think I'm going to have it up on December 30th, where I'm going to recap not everything that happened this year, but certain stories that I feel are most worthy of talking about, which there's going to be a lot of. So, you know, I'll have to take a lot of notes for that one, for sure. And that's why, like, yeah, we have, you know, Kamala Harris, as the VP, being the first woman, first black, and first Indian woman, to be in that high level of public office. That's wonderful. And, you know, if, depending on how things work out over the next 4 years, maybe she can be president in 2024. Or if, you know, God forbid something happens to Joe Biden before then, she would step up and be the first woman president of the in the history of this country. You know, that would be great. You know, well, not great for Joe Biden, but just meaning getting to see her representing not just women, but women of color, and, you know, that would be wonderful. You know, why anyone would be against that idea, I don't know. And I've seen a lot of people that are against that idea. But of course, I'm 100% for that. Even though, you know, politics is not entertainment, although it can be entertaining sometimes. I don't know why just to wrap it up, I'm going to say it for the millionth time. I don't understand why anyone would be against any form of diversity, of inclusion, of representation, of anyone of any of sexuality, color, race, religion, of anything. You know, I'm 100% for that, of course. And I look forward to seeing a lot more positive representation of these groups going forward in film, in television, in literature, in video games, in anything. And I hope you all enjoyed this episode of the Minute Tights Podcast that I've been debating on doing for a while, and I had it on my little list of episodes that I wanted to do before the end of the year. I have quite a few of them that I had planned before this year ends. I'm going to try to get to as many of them as I possibly can. Certain ones that I definitely for sure will be doing this month. Let me look over my little schedule that I have on here. I've definitely for sure I will have the retro film review up this week on Monday the 7th. Is it Monday the 7th? Yeah, Monday the 7th, because it'll be the 30th anniversary of Edward Scissorhands. That is the retro film review for this month. And then also the classic wrestling pay-per-view on the 26th, which will be Starrcade 1988. And also on December 30th, like I already said, looking back at the year 2020. So those are the three that for sure I'm going to have up this month. And also the other one that I actually plan on doing sometime this month. I'm not sure when I'm going to actually get to it. It'll be my video game review. This one I'll be reviewing the entire Uncharted franchise, or at least what was available on PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4. The, you know, Drake's Fortune, Thief's End, Drake's Deception, Among Thieves, and The Lost Legacy. Those five games. I'll be discussing all five of those on that video game review. As of right now, at least. I might change that before I finally get to record it. So, and if it goes on too long, maybe I'll split it into parts. So, we'll see. That's what I have coming to you for the rest of December, and other ones that I am going to try to get before this month is done. The Sucker Punch podcast that I've been wanting to do for a few months now. Another one is Separating the Art from the Artist, which that one is going to be a lot of fun when I eventually get to that one. Another mental health awareness podcast talking about the influence of social media. And then next year I have quite a few as well, like the start of the year, looking at the most anticipated films of 2021, which, you know, some of the ones that will be on that list were on my 2020 list that got bumped to 2021. So that's going to be a fun one. And then also the classic wrestling pay-per-view for January is going to be ECW Guilty as Charged 2001, the 20th anniversary of the final ECW pay-per-view, of the original ECW, that is. Of course, I'll have a retro film review for January as well, that I'm going to try to keep up with, and maybe I'll throw in a video game review as well. And you can always, if you're not already, subscribe to the Minute Tights Podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox Radio, Public, Breaker, and Anchor, and on YouTube. All the direct links will be in the description of this episode. And also, please support the Autumn Snyder Tribute Fund from the AFSP, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. That link is in the description as well. And also, I have a birthday fundraiser that I started on my Facebook page that I'm actually going to keep open until February 28th of 2021. And that one also will be raising money for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. We've already gotten $105 so far of a $1,000 goal, and that is awesome. So let's try to get that a little bit more. And also the GoFundMe for my friend Julie. That link is still in the description as well. And if you would like to be generous for my birthday coming up on the 23rd and also for Christmas, you can support the Minutites podcast by joining Patreon for $1 a month or by checking out the Minutites podcast store. The direct links to those will both be in the description as well. And you can follow me on my social media, where it's Twitter, Instagram, Vero, Snapchat, or my wrestling page on Facebook. All that information is in the description as well. And thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. I truly and genuinely love and appreciate every single one of you who do. And I truly, truly, genuinely do. I really do. I don't just say that because it's my routine at the end of every episode. I truly and genuinely mean that. And just take care of yourselves, take care of your loved ones, stay safe, stay healthy. And yeah, this has been the Minutites Podcast. I am Julian, and I will see all of you on the next one. Bye-bye.